Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour, hosted by Ben Rudkin. My name is Julianne, and I'm your event manager. During the presentation, I will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key in star and zero on your telephone, and the coordinator will be happy to assist you. I would like to advise all parties this conference is being recorded for replay purposes, and I'd like to hand over to Ben. Please go ahead.
Hi everyone, it's Ben Rudkin. I'm the Operations Manager for the Wessex Inner. So for those of you who don't know me, my job essentially is to manage all the signalers and mobile operations manager staff, and that's sort of done via the local operations managers, which I'm sure a lot of you will be familiar with. The inner area for me, which covers down from Waterloo down to Pirbright, and the Windsor line off to Reading, and down the Portsmouth line and Epsom line. So, excellent. Okay, so yeah, without further ado, I hope everyone's feeling well on this kind of warm Tuesday afternoon. Apologies for any kind of interference at all. Everyone else in the room seems to purchase the loudest possible food they can find. I'm sure we'll get through that. It's quite hot today, so I don't really have a fixed agenda for this call. I'm just going to run through kind of three or four things that I've, would like to talk about, and then just quickly run through the list of incidents from last week. Firstly, I'm sure no one's failed to notice, so we had quite a warm day yesterday, and another pretty hot day today, kind of going up to about 33.5 degrees. So in terms of these things, a lot of people are out at the moment doing watchman duties. I imagine that people aren't dialed into this, but it's more just a note for people to say, particularly if you're working outside, to make sure that, kind of as with everything else, you want to make sure you're well hydrated, and you've got water with you, and kind of supply water to keep you hydrated throughout your shift and day. Also something that I learned with a vengeance at Vauxhall, the fire and I was out all day, was make sure you have a supply of sun cream, because you'll end up with a reasonably unfashionable ski tan in the middle of July from your incredibly sleek protective glasses. So that was kind of mainly what I want to say about that. Also, if you're inside as well, it's about kind of, making sure you're hydrated, and particularly if you're commuting on the train, making sure that, the same as we advise our customers and passengers, just like making sure, if you're feeling faint, you know what to do, get off at the next station, make sure you can't take water with you to manage yourself on your journey. I think that's probably about as much as I need to say about the weather. I'm sure it's painfully obvious to everyone that we're having good weather. So on to close calls then. So close calls is it's a big thing. It's always been a big thing since inception, but it's certainly something that's getting a big profile again on the route, for the right reasons, because we're raising a load of good close calls, and it shows that people are really kind of positively engaging with it, but also for the wrong reasons, in terms of the, currently the route is quite a long way behind in our reporting figures, because we're not raising enough close calls. And I know that the easy kind of get out in people's heads to that as well, there's nothing wrong, that's why I haven't kind of called anything, or it's something I sorted out. But I think it is really important that we do raise close calls, and we do kind of flag these around the business, and we've done so, not just to chase numbers, because that's not the spirit of the game, but, it's just about kind of championing that we're doing things positively to health safety, and that we're doing things to show that we're taking ownership of safety around us, and flagging to people potentially where we see that they've got issues, and then we can kind of track that they're closing those out. I think that's quite important. There's also behavioural close calls, which is something I think that the figures have shown that people don't really recognise or understand. I think that's more, certainly around our life-saving rules culture, and around helping people, to work within the rules and to work within the standards we've set down to keep ourselves safe. Behavioural close calls is kind of the same as just sort of nudging someone and saying, well, look, that's not how we do it around here. We believe in safety, and this is how you should be doing it. And it's kind of just helping people helping people kind of, you know, nudge them in the right direction in terms of how they should be behaving and how they should be kind of conducting themselves. While working for Network Rail or one of our contractors, because, you know, as I'm sure many people in this call are aware, it's not, you know, we do everything we can to make the railway safe, but, you know, inherently, you know, being in proximity to trains travelling at, you know, anything up to 100 miles an hour is, you know, it is an inherently unsafe environment and one that we need to really kind of drive ourselves to be as safe as possible. And also in working on some of the heavy plant and machinery that we are engaging the various things around the route. So, yeah, Gordon Foreman, I think we talked a lot about, you know, you see reports coming out and a lot of things on there that we think, you know, could be close calls. We had 51 close calls raised on the route last week, which is, is it good enough? I don't think it is, you know, given the amount of people that, amount of people we employ on the route, you know, I certainly think that could be a lot higher. So, you know, you just want to kind of just keep it back in your mind when you see something and raise close calls through, you know, either the helpline or the app, which is reasonably user friendly, I believe, which is good, and back to the trend of most of the railway apps we have, so it's definitely a positive. Okay, so what else is going on at the moment around the business? So kind of a big thing, I saw it again on Connect, it was raised today, so there's a national stand down brief around driving. We're also doing a local Wessex stand down brief around near misses. So just to kind of cover off the driving one, so we're currently doing a driving stand down. Why are we doing a driving stand down? So essentially we're doing a driving stand down because it's been recognised, and I don't think anyone is unaware of this, but maybe I'm aware of kind of the numbers and implications around it, but you know, certainly in the month of June we had, I think it was three accidents around Network Rail involving Network Rail staff and principal contractors that resulted in fatalities. Yeah, these were, I think, Carillion Rail staff, with one at Crossrail East, and that up here was one of the Great Western as well. So it's when the company kind of really said, you know what, this is important, and we should dedicate some time to talking about it. So the pack's available on the Safety Hour website, which is in your calendar invite to this. If you don't have the link to that, please feel free to email myself or Salim Ali, who'll be able to provide that. But the pack contains kind of a lot of useful information. You know, if you kind of just take a moment to think about some of the potential consequences of being involved in something like that, and some of the impact not just on yourself but on colleagues, co-workers, families, friends, and you know, anyone else that kind of around us that you know, may or may not care about us. So you know, it's really important to kind of dedicate that time with your teams just to have that conversation, and you know, certainly around, you know, asking questions of each other and kind of holding each other to account in terms of how, you know, we prevent becoming part of those statistics and what we're doing to help others around us follow the right path in terms of that. So, I mean, looking at the material, we've got our three our three life-saving rules that kind of apply in some or all to driving. You know, these are always obeying the speed limit and wearing a seatbelt. The statistic nationally from the National Track Office, from the DFT research shows that essentially a third of us aren't wearing seatbelts when we're in a vehicle, and that's drivers and passengers. So, you know, as a driver, it's important for anyone, but certainly as a passenger. I would always wear a seatbelt driving, and I certainly don't see anyone else behind the wheel more than me. So if I'm a passenger in a car, then I'm, you know, even more in my mind that I should be wearing a seatbelt because I may or may not know the capability of the person next to me. Anything can happen. As you know, a colleague of ours at when he was working on our track maintenance team last week at East Croydon, a couple of youth stepped out in front of the car in front of him, who did an emergency stop, and you know, our colleague then had to put in an emergency stop, which then, you know, he rear-ended the vehicle in front, and it's kind of about, you know, you can't control all the factors and other people around you, so it's, you know, the feedback ones always been quite difficult for me to accept that people still don't wear seatbelts. I think it's the law, it's so well known that we don't even run public service announcements on national TV anymore. That's how much that it's considered that wearing seatbelts ingrained within culture. And, the DST stats kind of reflect that. So I think we're much better on network rail, certainly since some of the stuff we've done. But I think it's really important that, we challenge others around us and make sure that ourselves are wearing seatbelts, because the consequences of that can be quite profound, as I'm sure everyone's aware. So I got kind of caught up in wearing seatbelts there. We've also got never worse you're driving while under the influence of drugs and alcohol, which I think, against the law. It's fairly self-explanatory. The actions affected, if you were drink driving, your actions be affected, even the next morning, if you're still over the limit, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I know Roger Stevens went through a piece of safety workshops around breaking distances and things. So, it's really important that we're absolutely clear on that one. And the final one, which was kind of one of the later additions to the life-saving rules, but no less important, was not using handheld or hands-free devices while driving. So, some other ones just to really kind of hold in your mind. There's a number of stats around that. We've had 565 speeding offences in terms of life-saving breaches, not on the route, but, network rail as a company. 15 not wearing a seatbelt, and 17 people using a handheld device. So, I think the stats make it look like we're doing quite well, but we can certainly be doing better. I certainly want people to take that message away. And I think that's part of the key information from the stand down brief and about holding others to account. So that's all in the pack, which is available on the website. As I said, there's a few kind of question sets and things to go through with people, and it's all reasonably well for presented stuff. So hopefully you've engaged with that material. You've got between 11th and 31st of July, unless you're within the signalling grades, in which case it's going to be covered on your operational development days. And if it's not covered on the latest ODD, you'll have a one-to-one with your LOM, where that'll be that'll be cascaded down to you. So look out for that one. Again, for signalers, generally the guys, some of our guys do, but most of you don't drive as part of your work duties, but the vast majority of people who drive to and from work is kind of part of the turn of shift work, so certainly no less important to yourselves. Please do keep yourself safe. I suppose the other thing on driving as well was around rear end, when we have collisions with vehicles in front, it's just about remembering the old rules around, 2 second rules and things like that, and using space to kind of see yourself to be able to react and stop before you are in an accident. So I think it's just something to, kind of take away in your head as well. The next local Wessex stand down is around my notes. This is a stand down on near misses. So we had a bit of a spike in these incidents on Wessex, which if you're out on track and in the operational grades, and actually hopefully around the room, you won't have failed to notice, because we've done quite a lot of work in terms of really shouting that these are happening, and people need to be aware of that and can take steps not to. So there's a stand down pack for this one as well, which was produced by the route team, which I did have in front of me. So again, kind of in the same spirit as the driving stand down brief, we've had a series of near misses, and I think within June within the month of June we had fire track workers who were involved in 3 separate incidents, and all the forward facing camera footage has been available for that, and any of those who've seen that footage will know that they were they were pretty close. There's not really any getting away from that. Some people came really close to being really seriously harmed. So, that's kind of a big overriding message, I think, from that. The pack kind of contains a lot of known issues. All 3 of them on the initial investigations, although they're not fully investigated yet, it looks like there's going to be issues around, our life-saving rule around having a proper safe system of work, an adequate safe system of work for the location you're at and the work you do. but also it contains a lot of other kinds of less but useful similarities that people kind of be aware of. I won't go through the list here, because actually I'd like to encourage you guys to go and download that and have a look at it, and you know, have those conversations in your team where you talk about keeping each other safe, and you talk about the best possible ways of doing things, and kind of help each other down the right path. So I think the overriding message from the pack was that five people are quite lucky to be alive today, which certainly is true from the footage that I've seen. You know, there's a number of discussion points and things at the end, so it's you know, it's a good pack. I think it's produced by Tracy, who's obviously a very experienced safety professional. So you know, I really think you guys should take a look at that and engage with the project. Have anything else on my list to talk about? No, I think again it was just to kind of really indicate that you know, it's important we do engage with doing this stand down briefs, because these are all precursors, you know, near misses. You have so many near misses, and eventually you have one that wasn't a near miss and it was a hit. So I think it's, you know, it's really key that we have that conversation and make sure that everyone's comfortable with the issue. And you know, I'm sorry, it's not just people's fault. It's about looking at all the different ways you can to kind of prevent these things happening and keep yourself safe out there and your team safe. So yeah, thanks for going with me on that one. So another thing I had here is trespass. So as a route, we've seen a real increase in trespass recently. You know, obviously, yes, something that has, you know, quite a lot of safety and performance in it. Kind of, you know, just as part of, we're aware there's an increase in trespass, especially coming to summer, you get a lot of kind of school kids and things like that trespassing because you know, they run out of various things to do. I'm told that because we've got Pokemon and things now, that people are more likely to trespass as well. So it's kind of just, you know, really being aware and feeling comfortable as, you know, railway professionals to challenge people. And you know, when you see people lined up without PPE, if you see people who are trespassing, or you expect they're trespassing, you know, it's about feeling comfortable to challenge them and ask them, you know, educate them, so to speak, in the ways of the world, and also, you know, reporting that since the WIC. If you don't feel comfortable challenging somebody, then, you know, making sure you report that so we can get the right response team down there to manage that situation and make sure the signal is managing the train service correctly. And also, you know, not just obvious trespassers, but people in PPE that, you know, doesn't look quite right, or people you don't recognise, or, you know, I think there's just, you know, things there about suspicious activity. You know, we had the incident last week at Silent Lane, for example, which, I'm sure more detail emerged about that, but where, you know, there's some people trespass on the railway and with an intent to do damage, and who, you know, for whatever they were trying to do, managed to put some pretty serious looking holes in some rail. So it's definitely worth, it's definitely worth kind of challenging people and challenging suspicious people and making sure you report that. So so I think that's, I kind of think that's the main message I wanted to get across there. So in terms of incidents and things we had last week, there's a number of things on the website. I don't think I'll run through them now because a lot of them are quite specific. But I think really it's just there's a few things there just about good housekeeping and again, you know, close call and things. So excellent. Okay, I think for the call that's I think that's everything, Gillian, that I wanted to cover. So if there's any kind of questions or things or observations at the end.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Your question answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question or make a comment, please key in star and one on your telephone, record your name and then press the hash key. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key in star two. All questions will be answered in the order received and you'll be advised when to ask your question. All of the lines remain on listen only. Just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key in star and one on your telephone, record your name, and then press the hash key. are no current questions. Just to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please key in star and one on your telephone.
I certainly think it's optimistic that we tell people about queuing for questions. I don't think it's helped out yet, but no, brilliant. Okay, I think we generally get mixed engagement with the question sessions, so I'll leave it kind of open for another minute or two. What I will say is if you don't feel comfortable asking a question conference, but it was something you want to kind of raise with me or ask me directly, then please feel free to ping me an email separately. So I'm always happy to receive that. I'll leave it open for another minute or so, just see if we get anyone through.
Thank you. We do have an audio question, and it comes from the line of
Chris Goodwin.
Please go ahead, the line is now open.
Hello, with the accent on vehicles and accidents in vehicles, what I picked up on some correspondence in Connect was Network Rail isn't always buying the safest vehicles. It said that Transits have got a 5 out of 5 rating, but the Renaults and Vauxhalls have only got a 3 out of 5. So, you know, how serious are we about protecting the staff? The second thing is, in my own car, I've got a variable speed limiter, which I find is brilliant, because if you set it, you can't accidentally drift over the speed limit. We don't seem to have anything like that in them. And then the third point is air conditioning. Now, Network Rail seems to have this policy, you will not have air conditioning, but it's one of the best things for keeping it fresh. If you feel that you're getting a bit lousy, turn the air conditioning on. But, no, so is this a matter of money or some other dogma? End of question.
I have to say, Chris, I don't know. I don't know the answer to some of those. I know some of the vehicles do have the variable speed limit. I do agree, actually. I do find the variable speed limit in my own car very useful. What I will do, Chris, is I have to say, I don't know the answers in terms of vehicles, but I can ask Dave Redding, who's our fleet coordinator, I believe, for the South East. Who I've got, you know, a good relationship with as well. He's a very nice bloke, and you know, I can see if he'll be able to kind of allude to any kind of answer as to why that may or may not be. In terms of the vehicle choice, I know Network Rail's re-tendering the contract at the moment, I think, or we're at some stage in the process. I don't know what the avenues to feed into that. So for example, within operations, we've got our response managers feeding directly into that in terms of our requirements, what we want for vehicles for ops. So I'll ask the question, Chris. Right? I mean, there might be a contact from your DU you can feed that into in terms of, you know, the spirit of kind of evolving routes. I guess, you know, I mean, I can't promise anything because this thing's out of my hands, but I certainly think there should be, and I think there is an avenue, particularly at the moment, just to raise some of those things through the vehicle coordinator. So I can ask, what I'll do, Chris, is I'll ask Dave Redding, who that is for Woking. Is it Woking DU Commander? I think it is. And, you know, you might have an avenue there to kind of ask some of those questions and maybe, you know, put those, you know, to use the buzzword that I constantly interpret these days, but, you know, to kind of challenge them to say, you know, these are the vehicles that we think are the most suitable, you know, can you kind of take a view on that? So I think that's probably all I can do with that, Chris. But
okay, thank you.
No worries. Can you ask some questions?
We have no further questions.
Okay. Okay, I won't prolong anyone more longer. Thanks, Chris, for the question. Anyone else, please feel free to drop me an email. If not, I hope you have a nice, safe Tuesday, and I look forward to meeting you again at some point in the future. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you, John. Have a very good day.